2:37 here on the Sweet Spot as we broadcast from parts unknown at the Tequila Volteo Muser's Ticket Compound. Our broadcast leader, Craig Jr. Miller, at the table with us, and we are just under 6 hours away from sundown.
That's right.
I just want to put that out there.
Something very special is going to happen on this very radio station at sundown.
Interesting. I'm riveted.
And I believe we have a full moon tonight.
Ooh. Do we really?
I don't know.
Because last, last night it was 99% full.
Let me Google it.
So maybe tonight it's full or the night before it was. That Donovan was very upset to learn that he was wrong.
If anybody here on the crew had Teen Wolf powers, who would you want it to be? You can't pick yourself, but who would you want to turn into a wolf?
Corby.
Yeah. I can already dunk, though, so it's kind of boring for me.
George would be the funniest.
It would be a hilarious.
And that would fulfill his lifelong dream of being able to dunk. So, yeah, George.
If you could dunk at your age, like, it'd be cool for, like, the first day. But would you do it all the time? Like, how often would you actually use that trick?
Would you build a goal at your
house?
Like,
you go to the gym and you dunk, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. Here's a bunch of 22-year-olds that can also do it.
Now, do we have 22-year-old legs, or are we going to be so sore the next day, or are we risking rupturing an Achilles?
No, you have 22-year-old strong legs.
Oh, then I'd do it a lot. That'd be so much fun.
But I would only do it in public places, right?
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I don't have one now. Like, I can't shoot anyway, so being able to dunk would be awesome.
That's tough, though, because I got a pretty good turnaround jumper, so...
You know what? I can attest to that. And little known fact, guys, and maybe this is before your time coming out to the compound, I don't remember, but I did see Craig at a particular compound go for 45 and 30. That's rebounds.
Man, that's true.
Playing... by himself.
It's true.
Yes.
That's true.
He almost had a repeat performance last year, too. I remember, was it...
That's right.
Did he go for... was it 30 and 30, or was it...
Yeah, I didn't get 40. It was 38.
Okay.
It was 38 and 28, I want to say.
It took him like an hour and a half.
They were blitzing and doubling you all night, too.
It was watching Giannis.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Seeing that in person.
G just delivered a nice margarita.
Okay, so you're by the pool, and... you're getting delivered margaritas by individuals out here in the middle of nowhere. What is happening?
Yeah, this is weird.
Well, the bar I built, the staff was filled very quickly. And, we have a... There's a couple here we can talk to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At the compound?
Yeah.
Weird.
I know.
Corby's friends.
Over by the pool. Hey, guys, can I talk to you real quick? I don't want to drown. Does it get deeper over here? Five?
I mean, you built it.
Okay. I did. I built the pool, so here, I'll come over here and sit by you guys. Okay. What is your name?
Kelly.
Kelly and?
John.
Kelly and John. And you guys live relatively nearby. We won't say the location. We're keeping it a secret, and we don't want to give away your address anyway. So is this your first foray into the summertime pool?
No.
No?
No. 4 years.
Okay,
no,
four. Exactly. But this season, is this the first?
Yeah. No. We came in March.
That's true.
Was it warm in March?
Yes.
Okay. Was the pool okay, though?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys have lived out in this this area for a while. Are you retired, or are you just kind of doing whatever you want?
I'm retired.
I'm not retired.
You're not. You're still working. You're grinding, huh? What do you do?
4 years. I work for an airline.
An airline. A nameless airline. Do you get to... you're a pilot.
Okay,
he flies planes, guys.
What is my dad, Sully?
Yeah, so one of the guys on the air right now, his dad is also a pilot. Okay. Yeah, for which airline?
He was for American.
He was for American.
Yeah,
oh, that sounds familiar.
He loves American.
Now that it's all out, yes, I work for American also.
Oh, you do? We have an American. Okay, all right, that's so cool. So wait, do you guys like fly for free and stuff everywhere?
We wish.
You do, don't you?
It's hard to fly reserve, you know.
Like standby and all that?
Standby, yeah.
But it's worth it. I mean, you guys have probably saved hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Maybe a billion.
Mm. Well, hundreds.
Yeah. Okay, hundreds of dollars. So how long have you flown?
This will be the 33rd year.
Were you military before that?
No, I was not.
So where'd you learn?
I learned to fly privately.
on my own.
You did, just because you wanted to do it?
I did.
And where was this at? Where'd you learn?
It was on the West Coast, California.
Okay, is that where you're from?
Yes.
And then you moved here because American is based here?
Correct.
Okay, fabulous.
Yeah, see if he knows Bill Mino.
Do you know a guy named Bill Mino?
M-I-N-O-T?
M-I-N-O.
Close. Yeah.
No.
He doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Is your dad not flying anymore?
He retired in 2010, yeah.
Retired in 2010, okay, yeah. Yeah. I know, right? So you got how many more years?
Three more.
3 more years. And then are you guys going to stick around here?
Most likely.
Okay. Okay. It's a good spot.
Yeah.
That we're not allowed to talk about.
That's right.
Since we have Junior, I wanted his take on Sully.
Oh, okay. This is a great one. Okay. What is your take on what Sully Sullenberger did when he saved that plane by landing it in the Hudson? Was that an easy move? Was that a move any of you guys could have made, or is he being overrated?
It was a good move at the most opportune time, I think. And yeah, you did a fantastic job.
Could he have done it?
Could you have done that?
I don't know. I don't fly that airplane.
Okay. What do you fly?
I fly a Boeing 777.
Okay. Is that bigger than the one Sully had?
It's a big one.
Yeah, this guy's way more important than Sully. They gave Sully like one of those little dinger planes to fly. So how many people fit on those planes that you fly?
Anywhere from 260, 65 200. To 300.
Wow. Oh, yeah. This guy's, he's the real deal. We found a real pilot here.
Sully's a real deal, too.
Oh, Sully is?
What'd he say?
He says we got to give credit where credit's due. Do you guys got kids and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
One.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. Well, you guys have fun. We're just, like I said, we're doing a radio show, and you probably have never been interviewed by a weirdo in a pool before, but here we are.
But never in a pool.
Okay. Have you guys ever heard? I'm drinking a margarita too. Yeah.
That's the best part of it.
Have you guys ever heard of The Ticket before, the radio station The Ticket? It's the all-sports station in town.
No.
In the area, I should say.
The Ticket!
Podcast, I take it?
No, it's a actual radio, like real radio, hardcore radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of it.
Well, now you're on it. You've been on it. Now you can tell everybody that you've been on it before. So, it's very distinguished.
All sports?
Yes, technically. Mm-hmm. Theoretically.
Yeah. A lot of WNBA.
Rope? Oh, are you guys into, like, horse stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Horse stuff.
No, we don't really talk about horse stuff, but you know, Danny, the bartender, she's a horse lady.
horse lady.
You know Danny?
Oh, yeah, we know Danny. She's awesome.
Yeah, so she was talking about her exploits in horsing and
horse stuff?
In equestrian. Is she really good?
I haven't seen her ride. I'm sure she's a hand.
Okay.
Is that a good term?
Is that good or bad?
That's very good.
So
that's
did you guys grow up with horses? Is this what's going on?
I did. I grew up vaulting, so I learned how to fall off a horse before I knew how to ride, and then I've been riding all my life.
Vaulting, huh?
Yeah, well, that was a, you know, breath in a pan. That's about it. Not much of anything.
Yeah, but still, that's, did you grow up on the West Coast as well?
Yes, I did.
And did you have time to do that?
You know what, back in the day, no.
Okay.
I mean, I learned on Shetland ponies, and then I went English, and then I rode Western, and then we sorted as a family. It's a kind of a family sport, and then I got into cutting. Now, instead of doing cutting ranch cutting, which is...
Well, my friends up there here cutting, they think that you're literally cutting yourself with a knife because you're in pain.
No, to cure
your pain.
No, you go in there, cut out a cow, keep it out. Go back and get another one.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome.
We were into horses. Now we're into cutting.
Yeah.
Junior, what was the name of your horse?
Dan.
Dan.
Yeah, it's summer camp.
Is that the one in Colorado?
Yeah.
Did you get to name it?
No, they named it for me. They broke it in front of me.
Okay.
And then handed me the reins and said, here's your horse. And I was like, wait a minute. This was wild 5 seconds ago.
So do you guys get to go, like, do you ever go to the Kentucky Derby or anything like that? Are you into racing?
Actually, one of my partners in sorting used to be a racetrack trainer.
Yeah.
And he was at Bay Meadows and a couple other, the Northern California stables. They've shut all those down pretty much.
Yeah, because of all the accidents and stuff?
Mm. Well, no, because they wanted the land.
Oh, okay. Yeah. To build like Chick-fil-A's and stuff like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Are they aware of Norm Hitzkus?
No, they're not aware of Norm Hitzkus.
I mean, they're horse people.
Norm's a horse person?
No, they're both shaking their head no. They don't know. Norm's a horse gambler. Okay. Notorious gambler. That's he doesn't really do anything with horses other than betting.
Yeah, no, betting, no, I haven't.
Probably more money than that.
Yeah, right. There was for him until he fell ill. So, yeah. No, he's doing fine. I'm joking. Okay. Well, look, guys, you have a wonderful afternoon. It's a pleasure talking to you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Cheers to you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yep. Take care, guys. There
Thanks,
they go.
Steak. Way to go, Corby.
Our new pool friends.
All right.
At the camp out.
How about that? We're making friends at the campound.
Are your nipples brown?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
You're talking to Corby or?
Yeah, Corby.
Okay. Didn't know who you were
Corby
talking
was
to
sunning.
There. Okay, okay.